Here at the FS Green Plan In Pursuit of Maximum Yields Conference, I'm speaking with Dr. Fred Below with the University of Illinois. We just spoke not too long ago at Ag Connect Expo about the seven wonders of the corn yield world. First of all, let's lay them all out, one right after another. What are the seven wonders of the corn yield world?
So the seven wonder concept was designed for us to kind of put a value and ranking behind those factors that every year impacted crop yield. And the biggest factor, number one, is the weather. Rainfall, temperature, hail, whatever you want. Number two is my favorite, nitrogen. Three is the most important decision farmers make each year, hybrid selection. It's getting worse. Think of how bad it'll be when you have nitrogen efficiency and drought tolerance. Number four has to do with the crop the year before. You take a yield hit if you grow corn on corn. Number five is plant population. Number six is tillage or no tillage. And number seven is a sort of a new broad category called growth regulators. And I'll use the off-target site of the fungicides, that sort of greening effect that they have. That's a growth regulator effect. And so these factors together, if you combine and maximize all those factors, they can produce up to 260 bushels.
Mm-hmm. Up to 260 bushels. Now, one of the things you talked about was an over 300 bushel farm in 1985. Yeah. And you never saw that again. Yeah. Why is that?
So everybody talks about, is 300 possible? Geez, it certainly is. It's been possible for a long time. 1985, Herman Warsaw's farm, Saybrook, Illinois, 377 bushels. Of course, we had perfect weather in 1985, and what Mr. Warsaw did is he identified the hybrid that was best suited to his land, and then he managed it, largely with soil fertility and a little bit with increase in population. And I think that Mr. Warsaw wanted high yield, and he learned, and he was observant. And that's probably the first thing that has to happen, and that's why the farmers came to this conference to learn.
Yeah, that is really key, I think, and that's what we've been hearing over and over again here, is that, you know, what works for one guy may not work for the other guy, and even what works in one field may not work in the other field, right?
Yes, we absolutely learned that, because there's a different limiting factor on each field. And the farmers were stressed in today's program to research on their own and to try to identify what that minimum rung in the barrel on their farm was. And that's the most valuable information that an individual grower can have, research that he does himself.
Mm-hmm. And that's something that every grower has to do to maximize their own yields. All right, thank you very much, Dr. Fred Below, here at in Peoria. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.